This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana election officials have certified a new political party called the No Labels Party as eligible for the 2024 Montana election. The No Labels Party says it seeks to create a unity ticket to run in 2024 if the two parties, Republicans and Democrats, select unreasonably divisive presidential nominees. The No Labels Party in Montana is a minor party alongside the Green Party, meaning that candidates with those party affiliations will appear only on the general election ballot. The party needed at least 5,000 signatures to register in Montana, or 5% of the total vote cast for the successful candidate for the same office at the last general election, whichever qualification it met first. The National No Labels Party sent the Montana branch $243,000 July of last year, which the party spent on signature gathering efforts through a Texas-based group called Advanced Microtargeting. An internet search engine called Ecosia, E-C-O-S-I-A, plants trees every time someone uses it to do an internet search. Ecosia has just passed a milestone of 200 million trees planted. Ecosia CEO Christian Kroll said, "That's 200 million trees the Ecosia community has helped put in the ground. Trees that are monitored and thriving. Trees that capture thousands of tons of CO2 every day, saving endangered animals, restoring ecosystems, and uplifting communities around the world." Ecosia's unique model gives internet users a simple way to make a difference. The company was founded in 2009 and became Germany's first certified B Corp in 2014. A B Corp is a benefit corporation where a company prioritizes beneficial acts over profit. Ecosia began its first tree planting project in Burkina Faso in 2016. The first big milestone the company celebrated was in April 2017 when 10 million trees were planted. CEO Kroll said, "The big turning point came in 2018 when Ecosia signed a legally binding commitment to ensure that Ecosia could never be sold and that 100% of its profits would always go to the planet." Like other internet search engines, Ecosia makes its money from ads. But instead of keeping the profits, Ecosia donates to organizations planting trees around the world in more than 30 countries, from the United States and Canada to Cameroon, Uganda, and Nigeria. Ecosia tracks its tree planting projects in a detailed portfolio where anyone can see what types of trees are planted in a specific area, what planting methods are used, and even what kinds of challenges and threats an area faces. Ecosia also does work outside of its tree planting partnerships. Since 2020, the company's solar power electricity plants have produced enough renewable energy to power all Ecosia searches twice over. Ecosia has also set up an incubator for regenerative agriculture and invested in climate tech solutions. An innovative settlement in Tempe, Arizona is the first in the U.S. designed to be entirely without cars. The 17-acre car-free rental community, named Cul-de-Sac, is a destination for pedestrians, and its founders are planning to bring the concept to other parts of the country. The car-free Cul-de-Sac is located about 10 miles from Phoenix's metropolitan sprawl and was strategically built right next to the light rail system. All residents, the first of whom moved in last year, receive a free transit pass. Cul-de-Sac co-founder Ryan Johnson says, "Because we don't have residential parking, it opens us up to have 55% landscape space. We get to add so much to the neighborhood. That includes ample social spaces, a gym, restaurants and retail stores, and a dog park. About 200 apartments have been completed so far, with another 500 to be built by 2025. Johnson and Cul-de-Sac partners are planning to replicate the space. Johnson said, "We've heard from cities and residents all over the country that they want more car-free communities, and that's something that we want to build more."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.